What makes Bob Edwards nervous?
Besides this?
Besides this. I have that effect on people, but...
I don't know. Maybe I've learned not to be nervous anymore. I'm engaged. Maybe that'll work.
So there's no one you've interviewed that where you've gotten butterflies in your stomach?
Not anymore. I think the last one was many years ago, and it was Lauren Bacall. And I looked
into... Who's Lauren Bacall?
Looked into her eyes and forgot what I was doing, and then she said something very sexy to me. She said, "Where's the loo?"
Do you know what she was saying?
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes.
So, but it doesn't happen anymore.
No.
That's good. So, you spent time in Louisville. Do you follow horse racing at all?
Do I follow what?
Horse racing?
No. I do at Derby time.
Just at Derby time?
Yeah.
Do you have any insight onto why there's never been another celebrity jockey since Louis Schumacher?
I think Calvin Burrell is becoming quite a celebrity because he's got quite a story. They love this guy who's, working class Joe who spent years and years at his trade and then finally found a way to, ride the rail and then get back-to-back victories. Went on the Tonight Show, and he's just got this all shucks style about him, and I think people love that.
So, how many times have you been to the Derby?
Say 7 or 8. Yeah.
Any memorable?
A lot.
Stories?
The first one I went to, I was in college in the infield. That's where the college was. Mm-hmm. And there were always people getting naked and climbing the flagpole and stuff like that. It's always fun. There was a mosh pit one year, and it rained like hell, and people were taking running dives in the mud. That was great fun.
This was more recently then? No,
the first Derby I went to was 68, I think, and the winner was disqualified. It's the only time that's ever happened.
For what?
For something that's now legal. Butazolidine. It's a drug.
So
at that time it was illegal. And it was considered juicing. It's a painkiller.
It's in every sport now, huh?
Yeah, right. Even the horses are doing it, yeah.
What do you think? How would you fix college football?
Put it under the NCAA, and it's under the NCAA is powerless to do anything about these conference raids, and it's hurting me badly because I'm a Louisville man, and our league has been raided twice now.
Do you think they should pay the players college football?
I'm on two sides of that. I see how they're exploited. They're totally exploited, absolutely. But what the cost of tuition is at these schools now, that's like...
40 grand.
Could be
probably.
40 grand, exactly. That's not nothing.
Do you think, speaking of sports, do you think you could take Steve Inskeep in a wrestling match?
Arm wrestling or...?
No, actual Greco-Roman.
Mind wrestling?
Greco-Roman.
Greco-Roman. I would need some practice.
And backup, maybe?
Because, I'm spotting him.
He said
him.
He could take you, just say.
I'm spotting him 20 years or something. Maybe more.
You've got wisdom on
maybe
your side,
more.
Right? Why do you think Wait, Don't Tell Me is so annoying?
I don't think it's annoying at all. I love it.
I'm just kidding.
Carl lives for that show.
Have you ever had him record your answering machine?
No, he won't. You got to be on the show and win it.
No special treatment there, huh?
No. I tried to call in that shit, and I gave his induction speech at the National Radio Hall of Fame. Still nothing. Right.
You think you'd get a little respect, right?
I read at his wedding. Still nothing.
You could just get him on the phone one day and have a recording device.
If he returns
next
my calls,
time you interview him. If you ever interview him again, just set him up. Are you a better interviewer standing up or sitting down?
I sit.
You sit?
At this stage of my life, I sit. I've done standing interviews.
And is it,
I can do standing.
Is it
I
more
am flexible? I can.
Is it, so it's not more difficult?
Multi-talented. I did one, the blues guy, John Lee Hooker,
mm-hmm.
the great John Lee Hooker, was in bed at the Motel 50.
Never heard of
on
that.
On Route 50 in Arlington. It's got another name. It's over there near Fort Myer.
Okay.
And did not rise. I interviewed him. He was lying down. I was standing up. But he was prone. It's the only subject of mine that he was prone.
Yeah. So then you've never interviewed anyone in an iron lung?
Not yet. They still have those? I think they're
gone. I don't know. I mean, but there's got to be some guy who's still in an iron lung, because they can take him out, right? Okay, have you interviewed many metal bands?
No.
Okay. Are you familiar with
metal
at all?
Lots of different kind of bands, but not metal. No, we have a channel for that, so that's there.
That's right.
Yeah.
I know the guy who, what's his name? So you don't have any insight on which metal bands are the biggest pussies?
No, or hair bands or any of that.
No.
Americana bands.
Which Americana bands are the biggest pussies?
I love John Hyatt. I love Demi Lou Harris. I love Lucinda Williams. That's my kind of music.
None of this Nashville...
Neil Young.
Pop country stuff today?
No.
Outlaw country. You're more of an outlaw guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Which of your honorary degrees is your favorite?
Well, all of them, of course.
Come on. One must rise above the top.
There's eight. So, DePaul was fun because my fellow honoree was David Simon, and we had a great time just talking for the whole, commencement.
Did you ask him what happened with the fifth season of The Wire?
Yes, and he was just starting Treme at that point, too, so...
As a
he blurbed my book, in fact.
Did he?
Yeah.
As a journalist, what was your take on the fifth season of The Wire? Did you watch The Wire?
The fifth season was The Baltimore Sun.
Yep.
He even worked in actual surnames of people in his life that he was not fond of. He had a character named Marimo, who also served at NPR briefly. But he always thought Marimo... was too focused on doing pieces that would win Pulitzers and not on the daily grit of, that is, Charm City. So he actually named... Oh, man, he pulls no punches, David Simon. I guess he's at a place in his life where he can't give a damn.
You know, yeah, he can when you win that many Emmys. Did you think it was an accurate reflection of a newspaper or a journalist?
I think they dealt with a whole lot of issues that needed... dealing with, and Simon can do that, and so he did. Yeah, including plagiarism.
Oh yeah. What's your thoughts on the future of journalism?
It's I worry about investigative reporting and the lack thereof with the demise of newspapers. And I'm glad NPR has created a unit for it. There are several efforts to do it online. Thank God. But if the future of journalism is online, there better be more of, investigative journalism.
And your thoughts on the future of gonzo journalism?
Gonzo journalism. I think it went with Hunter into outer space or whatever. It's up to Johnny Depp.
I don't know if it made it all the way to outer space. Maybe the lower orbit.
It's up to Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Cool. Another Kentucky boy.
Bob Edwards, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Dakota, can you just take some photos here?
Yeah, I want to just... Can you just look into the camera and say, just, hey, I'm Bob Edwards, and we're...